the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Roz
yes.
and Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz. I think Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show.
Podcast.
Hello, KISS 92.5. Who's this?
My name's Tamara.
How are you, Tamara?
I'm good.
You got Roz and Mocha.
Oh, hey, guys. So, I was just calling because, like, last week's Saturday, the Saturday before this one, I was crossing the road.
Okay, hold on a second. So which Saturday are we talking about? So you say not. So is it last Saturday or?
The Saturday before last Saturday.
The Saturday. Okay, so hold on here.
So
now.
December 2nd.
No. The Saturday before last Saturday.
Yes.
So last Saturday was not this past Saturday. That would be this past Saturday.
Oh my gosh. Okay, hold on. Let me just pull up the calendar. This is so bad.
I need to know these things.
No, but when somebody says last Saturday,
yeah,
I take it as the Saturday that just passed because that was technically the last Saturday.
Yeah.
Right.
So is that how you take it, Tamara?
That's how I take it. So,
okay, so the Saturday before that, December 2nd.
We're only at Tuesday, though. I think Thursday is when you start calling the previous Saturday last Saturday, because I think when you're at Monday or Tuesday, I think that you would say this past Saturday, not last Saturday.
You've got to work as many hours as I do once it hits Monday.
I don't know. I think that I think Wednesday's the breaking point between this past and last Saturday. But anyway, go ahead.
So on December 2nd, which was a Saturday.
Correct. Yes. I was crossing.
Why did it take you so long to call if this happened on December 2nd?
Because I was going to Cuba.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
Right. So then I had to come back, and it was so important. Like, someone saved my life, and I was like, hopefully they listen to the station.
Tamara, I have a question. I have a question for you.
Yes.
Okay. So this upcoming Saturday, right, is the 16th.
Yes.
Are you calling that next Saturday, or are you calling? What do you call that?
This Saturday coming.
This Saturday coming. But it really is next Saturday.
Because it is the next Saturday. In all of Saturdays.
Is it, though? Wouldn't it be
It is the next Saturday.
If you use the same logic.
If you say last Saturday is the
Saturday.
One that just passed, next Saturday has to be the one coming up.
Pause. Everybody, hang on a second. Correct me if I'm wrong, Tamara, but did you just say something about somebody saving your life?
Yeah, someone saved my life.
So why are we talking about that?
Because it's a very confusing story so far.
No, it's not. She wanted to call since December 2nd.
Okay.
She got through now, and somebody saved her life.
Okay, go ahead.
So I was crossing. This is important. I'm in Brampton, Queen Street, and Church Street. So I was crossing, right? And
this past Saturday, right?
No!
Oh, sorry. My bad.
Man, let a girl speak.
Okay, go ahead.
I was crossing the road, and the light was green. The little walkie guy was there, just crossing the road, and an SUV wasn't paying attention, and they're making a left, and they literally just blew through the intersection, and the only thing that saved me was, like, a lady in an SUV, and she honked at the guy. I guess out of shock or terror, she just randomly honked at the guy, and he stopped within, like, an inch of hitting me. But, like, tires screeched everything. Almost died. Yeah.
Wow.
So you called in to do what?
Just to shout her out. I don't know who she is. The nameless SUV woman who saved somebody's life.
Yeah, but in order to really, if we are going to track down this woman and give her the credit that she deserves, we need to know exactly when this happened.
December 2nd!
Okay.
Saturday before last Saturday.
You're really on that Saturday thing, aren't you?
Well, don't tell such confusing stories. Have your act together before you call in.
You know what? Next time I'll map it out and read from a script.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling in, Tamara.
Bye,
we love you, and we're glad you're okay.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Here we go.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Google's just revealed list of the top 2017 trending searches.
Google.
So, I mean, a lot of them are pretty simple, like the top trending searches: Hurricane Irma, Meghan Markle, Tom Petty, Ottawa Senators, North Korea, Chris Cornell, 13
Justin
Reasons
Bieber?
Why. No.
Justin Trudeau.
I mean, yeah, I mean, there's a whole bunch. Like, there's...
Nice hair,
though. There's, like, the top trending consumer tech, the top trending TV shows, the top trending memes. But interesting ones are the top trending questions, things that people type into Google.
Oh, okay. Let me guess. How to tie a tie?
So there's the how questions, and then there's the why questions.
Oh. Why is the sky blue?
Is okay. The mermaid question back on the list this year?
No, that's a Yahoo, Maury.
Okay.
So Google, here we go. So I will ask the question. Maury, would you like to try and answer it? Would you like to try and be Google?
Finally, somebody wants my intelligence.
Okay. Maury, how do they name hurricanes?
Oh, spin a wheel.
Spin a wheel. Solid answer. How many teaspoons are in a tablespoon?
Oh, no.
How many teaspoons are in a tablespoon?
Yeah.
Teaspoons, tablespoon, two.
Two. Okay. Fair enough.
Because two, I'm assuming two teaspoons equal one tablespoon.
Okay. Fair enough to assume. How soon should you take a pregnancy test?
Right after, you know.
Know what?
Right after?
Right after, you
like
know.
Like immediately. Okay. Maury, how do you make solar eclipse glasses?
How do you make solar eclipse glasses? Two layers of sunglasses.
That's right.
Duh.
Mogul?
Huh?
Mogul, that's what I'm calling you right now.
Oh.
How do you make slime?
How do you make slime? Oh, you melt down solid slime.
Yeah, stupid.
How much does it cost to build a house?
Oh, no.
Depends on how big the house is.
Okay.
Let's just say an average house.
Average house? Yeah.
How much does it cost? Wood, drywall, wet wall? I'm going to say
$10,000. $10,000.
Did you just say drywall and wet wall?
You sure did.
Okay.
How often should you wash your hair?
Once a day.
Okay. Once a day. Now we'll go to the why questions. Maury, why are NFL players protesting the national anthem?
Oh, no. Can you turn the music down for this one so we can all pay attention?
Something Donald Trump said that he shouldn't have said.
Okay. Maury, why
about
the
I don't want to say the wrong thing, but I
you
assume,
already have.
Okay.
So you don't want to say something else wrong is what you're trying to say.
Worse wrong.
Okay. Maury, why are the NFL players protesting the national anthem?
I thought I just got myself in trouble with that 2 seconds
I asked
ago.
That one. Maury, why are the flags in Canada at half mast?
Currently?
I don't know. This is what people asked this year.
Oh, someone died.
Okay. So again, these are the top Google searches.
Someone died or remembering a death.
Right. Yeah. Maury, why are there so many hurricanes?
Oh, why are there? Because there's a lot of wind going around and around.
Yes, that's right.
No, what? Not like in a like that moment. I just mean right. Like the wind goes around the earth and comes back around again.
Okay. Here's one that you can answer. No problem. Maury, why does Catalonia want independence?
Why does Catalonia want independence? Because nobody else wants them.
Wow. Maury, why are solar eclipses dangerous to look at?
Only because there's half sun, half not sun. Yes. So it could burn half your eyes. So you're only going to see through half.
Correct, Amundo. Maury, why are women marching?
Oh, okay. Here we go.
There's so many reasons, but it has to do with a lot of the independence, you know, respect.
We're talking now, not in 1955.
Oh, inappropriateness for men.
Okay. Maury, why is everything so heavy? These are questions that people ask at Google. These are the top Google questions of the year.
Sorry, read that question again.
Why is everything so heavy?
Because a lot of sadness out there.
Okay. Maury, finally, this was number, I believe, 8 on the list of the most trending questions on Google. Why doesn't Caillou have hair?
Oh, because he's a baby.
Hey. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
It's a really interesting, I mean, it's not deep, but I never once thought about whether you're supposed to wear underpants under long johns.
No.
No, you say, but.
I think you're supposed to. I think you do.
I think you do, too.
I'm pretty sure I do.
Now, do you have the long johns with the flap in the front? I don't mean the flap, but I don't know what you call that.
The pocket.
The tunnel, I guess.
I do.
The door.
Like the zipper on the front of your jeans.
Yeah, but you have to kind of go around and then out. You know what I mean?
The maze.
No.
The maze, yeah.
What?
The labyrinth. Maze. The labyrinth.
Let's go with that.
Yeah.
Well, labyrinth.
You know, like some underpants have the, you have to sort of work your way out. Like it's not a straight shot.
Oh, yeah. You have to unfold it.
Yeah, but like, yeah, you know what I mean? Like, it's weird. I don't even know.
You go around the corner.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like a head of lettuce that you have to sort of navigate your way through the layers.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. Nobody uses those things anyway.
What, lettuce?
But so that, because it looks like the same sort of front that underpants have, which to me would then say that they're designed to not be worn with underpants, because you couldn't navigate a tunnel in a pair of undies and then a second tunnel in a pair of long johns.
You just pee yourself.
Right? You couldn't navigate that. And to fold down, that's often too much fabric. To fold down, you might as well be wearing wallpaper down there. It's too hard to fold.
Mel, who tweets us all the time at Kiss925, said, "I totally wear underwear under long johns all the time. That's the only way to wear them."
I wore underwear under long johns when I would wear long johns playing hockey or the sports when I was a kid.
But, or the sports.
Because there's so many that you played as a kid.
Anytime I wore long johns just to be warm under jeans, jeans, long johns,
but,
me.
But I will say this, though, Moore, is that you are in a different position because you wear boxers. And you can't wear boxers underneath long johns.
I agree.
You look like a newborn.
Wearing a big diaper.
Yeah, you can't wear boxers under long johns. But I think that you could wear briefs under long johns.
But it just defeats or thong, it doesn't make any sense to me. That's just too tight.
Right? You think that's too tight?
But long johns are tight anyway.
I know, but it's like wrapping yourself in cellophane.
You were wearing like boxers, which are very, very loose, and then you put something super tight on top of those boxers, isn't it gonna feel weird?
I've done boxers, pajamas, and jeans.
I guess we have opinions on it, but I'm really curious as to find out if there's a definitive answer as to how even long johns are designed, whether they're designed to be worn with undies or if they're you're supposed to not wear any sort of underpants under them. That's what I need to find out.
We're going to find out.
Because I may have been doing it wrong.
We're going to start with line number... Well, let's go to the top. Line one, go ahead.
Morning, gentlemen. Long johns are thermal underwear, not skid protectors.
Okay, so long johns are thermal underpants, not skid protectors.
Correct.
I'm going to find out what the internet says. I don't go public with any decision until I find out what the general consensus of the world is.
No, I will say this, now that I look back on it, because there's only like maybe 3 or 4 times during the winter where I will wear long johns, and I am wearing my boxer briefs underneath.
Yeah, because I don't know. It's really tough because I understand that some long johns feel like underpants.
Sure.
And also, I just want to keep my knees warm. I don't necessarily want all that other stuff down there, which is precious, by the way, to overheat, because you read your whole life that it's just not good to overheat down there, right? You'd like problems happen. It's like when you leave butter on the counter, but you realize that you left it on the part of the counter right on top of the dishwasher.
Then
you put the dishwasher on and you've ruined the butter.
You know what's so funny?
What?
You mentioned that?
Yeah.
I did that last week.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just whole stick of butter.
Yeah. So
gone.
What I'm saying is I don't want to ruin the butter.
But the butter's not inside on the counter. It's outside in the minus 16.
Right. True.
Right?
Yeah.
True. So the package is going to stay just at the perfect temperature.
Yeah. Tough call, man.
Manuel at Kiss925, he said, "I thought long johns were underwear. Don't want to double up and make the ornaments sweat." Nicole tweeted at Kiss925, "Hubby says boxer briefs under long johns. When he worked in construction, it saved his manhood."
Saved it from what?
I don't know what kind of construction he was
like
doing.
Like either frostbite or like, is she talking about thieves?
He's trying to steal stuff?
Yeah, you don't know. These construction sites work those on.
Go ahead.
Hey, I just want to give a shout out to all the cold warriors that work outside. I do HVAC, and I strongly agree that you should be wearing... I'd even double up the long johns. You know what? I wear T-Max underwear under the long johns.
You wear what kind of underpants? T-Max?
T-Max boxers underneath the long johns.
See, I was just reading something where somebody had said that they wear their boxers over top of their long johns.
What? That is next level weirdness.
Because boxers, as you know, are they're too bunchy to go underneath long johns. So somebody had said that they wear their boxers over top of their long johns.
See, that doesn't make sense to me.
This is a whole world here. Let me read you the beginning of this one comment I found. whether you should wear underpants underneath long johns. Let me read you this guy's comment. I've been trying to find a definitive answer to this question for 2 or 3 years now. And there doesn't
appear to,
I'm telling you, and there doesn't appear to be one. There are forums upon forums about whether you should wear underpants under long johns.
What's your name on the phone?
My name's Matt.
Matt, so do your coworkers, the other guys who are working HVAC or working outside, do they do the same thing? They layer up even their long johns?
Oh, yeah. This one guy I work with, Tony, he doubles his long johns. I say, oh.
And you guys don't sweat, huh?
Well, if we have to go inside to do paperwork, you kind of make like a faux soup in the pan.
Yeah, oh, that's disgusting. I know. Well, see, and that's the problem with this time of year, too, is that you want to dress up nice and warm when you're going out to do like Christmas shopping and stuff like that. But it's fine for when you're dipping in and out of stores on the street. But man, when you got to walk into that mall for 10 minutes, you just die.
Yeah.
You die. Like I start to itch.
Yeah.
I sweat so much.
Thanks so much for the phone call today, bro.
Yeah, man, no worries. Kiss 92.5. Take it easy.
My name's Sam.
What's up, Sam?
I'm a nurse, and I work with a surgeon, and all we deal with all day is your Christmas ornaments.
Oh, really?
Okay. Why?
What do you mean all day?
All day. That's what we do.
And by Christmas ornaments, just so there's no confusion here.
Yes, sir.
You're a nurse, so we can use technical terms here.
Correct.
Okay.
So we deal with the penis all day long.
Oh, I was going to say wiener, but you can say that.
Well. Technical, man.
So what do you mean you're dealing with that all day? So it got too cold?
Put it this way. You don't want to overheat the boys. You want to keep them. So you definitely, it's not a matter of wearing one, two, or three layers.
Yeah.
It's a matter of making sure that they don't overheat.
And what is the point of overheating, though? Like, how do you know that?
Well, because some people sweat excessively, and that's going to cause some problems.
What kind of problems?
You really don't want to get into that on the air, I don't think.
Well, we can bleep you. What kind of problems?
Well, you can get into...
I'm going to tell you right now, two out of those three don't sound all that bad to me.
Okay. Just to let you know, there are specialty long johns where your center region is cut out.
Like chaps?
No. Long John chaps?
Thermal chaps?
Something like that.
Where do you buy thermal chaps?
Check it out online.
Jeez.
Hey, Nurse Sam, thank you so much for the phone call today.
Have a great day.
Bye.
Yeah, the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Hi there, Kiss 92.5. This is Roz and Mocha.
What's happening, boys?
What up, Frank?
What's going on?
You still hate Maury today?
You know what? It's my birthday today.
What? No, it's not. Frank, happy birthday, brother.
Thank you. And I would love if Maury sings to me today.
Get out of here.
Come on.
For anybody who doesn't know, Frank has been calling the Roz and Mocha Show for a real long time. And every single time he calls, he hates on Maury because he actually hates Damn It Maury. Yeah. And today for your birthday.
Somebody has to.
I get the sense anyway that maybe Maury and Frank have come to some sort of truce. They haven't come around to liking each other, but I think that they accept that they dislike each other. Is that fair?
Like two brothers.
Almost like two brothers. Yeah. Is that fair, Frank?
I would say like stepbrothers.
Like stepbrothers. Okay.
All right, fair enough.
So
I get that.
All right, so Damn It Maury, please, for Frank's birthday, all he wants today is for you to sing happy birthday.
I even put my glasses on.
Oh, wow. Here, hold on 1 second, Maury. First,
you going to get the lyrics?
No. Get the lyrics. Okay, Maury, there's your opening line.
It's my tone?
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
No, you're still a little bit off. You're still a little bit off, Maury. Listen to this.
Happy birthday.
There's your note.
No, you're not singing to the tones, bro.
Sing to the tone. There you go. Okay, go.
Happy birthday.
Maury, you know how to sing happy birthday.
I know, but what the hell was that?
This is the tone that you're starting on.
Can I go with no tone?
No, this is what you have to match.
But that's like sad.
Go. Just, no.
Happy birthday to you.
No, Maury, sing happy birthday.
I am. Can I do it without that?
Sing happy birthday regularly.
Fine. Happy birthday to you.
Okay,
happy
now here we go. Now here's the tone. There, that's where you start.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Frank. Happy birthday to you. I just really wanted to do it like Marilyn Monroe.
Happy birthday, Frank.
All right. It sounded like a cat was getting a beating.
There we go. There's the Frank we know and love.
Happy birthday, brother.
Thanks, guys.
My favorite part of that is that Frank just insulted Maury, and Maury just put his head down and grabbed a Timbit out of the box and threw it in his mouth.
You wear those emotions, bro.
Hey. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Ghosts and aliens.
Two things I do not believe in.
I far more believe in aliens than I do in ghosts. Because aliens actually just make sense to me. Just I find it very arrogant to think that we're alone.
But dead people floating around don't make sense to you.
Right. Because it's just there's no evidence to the fact that there's ghosts. But so the new survey says 61% of people worldwide believe in aliens.
Yeah. A lot of space up there.
And when it comes to ghosts, that you're then getting into the sort of world of the paranormal, which I think you got to be a different kind of person to believe in ghosts than you do believe in aliens.
The word normal is in paranormal.
Right. The word normal is also in abnormal.
Oh, that's true.
But I wanted to get into this. There's a woman named Amethyst Realm, which I'm guessing is not the woman's real name.
Okay. Realm?
Amethyst Realm.
Okay.
Still
so not a real name.
She's been having physical affairs with ghosts in her house. And not
what?
Just like, yeah, and not just one ghost. So I guess what happened was is that she decided at some point to change her name to Amethyst Realm. She started feeling ghosts in the house. And then she would wear lingerie to sort of coax the ghosts into the bedroom.
Stop it.
Yes.
Come on.
Yeah, I'm not even lying. But when this all started, she was apparently married at the time. But after 3 years of her having affairs with ghosts, her husband left her.
No kidding.
So now she says that she's had relationships with 20 different ghosts in her house.
20?
20 different ghosts in her house.
She's getting sexy with ghosts.
Yeah, she's getting sexy with 20 different ghosts. She says that the next on her list is to try and be impregnated by one of these ghosts.
What? Wait, so are these ghosts that, like, have heard that she wants to hook up? And they just, like, show up at the house? Or are these ghosts that have been...
Well, there's no Tinder for ghosts.
In that,
have existed
in her neighborhood or existed in that house.
You mean, like, are they stranger ghosts or is it, like, dead people she knows?
Well, that would even make it weirder.
Right?
Like, I'm trying to understand how the ghosts are getting to her.
Okay, well, here, listen. Play the interview. She did an interview on television in the UK.
I started to feel kind of like a presence, maybe, I guess you could call it, around the house. I waited and waited for a while, and then I got a little bit worried. I thought maybe I'd scared it off by being too keen.
Oh, okay.
And then sort of just as I'd given up hope and was starting to fall asleep, it came to me. And
what happened?
I don't know what I can say on TV.
Well, you just had to, like, wait.
You had sex?
Yeah, I had sex with a ghost.
With a ghost?
Yeah. Yes.
But you can't wrap your arms around a ghost.
No.
So how does the sex bit happen?
You can still feel it. Like it felt it was kind of, oh, it's difficult to explain.
Like a weight.
Kind of a weight, but at the same time weightless.
Yeah, okay. It's,
and like
it's
a physical,
weighty.
There's the breath and stroking and the energy as well. I think the energy was a lot to do with it. Do you feel a connection?
Okay, so this woman threw her life away.
You think?
Had a husband. Somebody loved this woman at one point.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but
right?
Now people are dying to have sex with her.
Right. Some people. Yeah, exactly, Maureen. Somebody loved this woman at some point, and now she's had affairs with 20 different ghosts in her house, and she wears like lingerie to entice them.
How dare you?
See, okay, so. Okay.
You know how ridiculous the story sounds? Come on, guys.
I know. And now let me go back to this. This doesn't seem as crazy anymore. 61% of the people worldwide believe in aliens. That seems normal.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
First day of Hanukkah.
That's right.
Happy Hanukkah, everybody.
First day of Hanukkah, huh, Maury?
Are you celebrating, Maury? Do you celebrate on the first day?
Yeah, I'm going to...
Going where?
Celebrating with my grandmother. I'm going to my cousin Billy's.
Right.
Oh, cousin Billy, yeah.
Grown man called Billy, huh? Interesting.
Anybody call him Bill?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I call him Billy.
Like everybody.
Yeah. All
right. Okay.
He goes by William.
Okay. Yeah. Does he go by William though?
Yeah,
then why do you
does.
Call him Billy? That must drive him nuts.
Because ever since I was a kid, it was Billy.
Oh. Yeah. I had somebody introduced to me 6 or 7 months ago from somebody else. It was a grown man, like grown. His name was Jimmy.
Jimmy and not Jim?
Yeah, Jimmy.
But Jimmy Hoffa was Jimmy.
And I was like, okay, I'll call you Jimmy. It's a carryover from your youth.
This guy in my neighborhood,
I respect that.
His name's Jim, but he told me that everybody calls him Jimbo.
Really? No, no, really?
I swear.
And you know, it's really unfortunate too, because all Jims get the same name. Sure. They all get the same nickname, right? It's either Jimmy or Jimbo.
Yeah.
Like Jimbo. Every Jim in this world has had to deal with Jimbo at once in one time in his life. Anyway, we're off track here.
Hold on. Real quick about Jimbo. Then he introduced me to his wife, and he's like, but they call her the warden. She was not happy.
Okay, yeah, so Jimbo and the warden.
A very nice family, by
Fantastic.
The way. So what did you do here, David Mori?
I wanted to teach Matthew what Hanukkah is all about.
Oh, he celebrates with you, right?
Of course, he has
no choice.
The
true meaning of Hanukkah.
All right.
So what did you?
I read him the story of Hanukkah.
Oh!
Matthew, can you come here? I have to read to you.
Bedtime with the Dammits on the Roz and Mocha Show. They frolic in their underwear in downtown Toronto. Two men who are lovers who like to read in bed. So let's check in with the Dammits to see what they have read.
There we go.
Matthew.
What?
Stop measuring the blinds and come here. I'm going to tell you a story.
Where is this heading?
Lie down.
I could actually use a break.
So
get
busy.
Your... Stay on your side of the bed. Get... Maury?
No, just can I lie down with you?
No, stay where you are. Maury! Come on, I put my face there!
More than 2,000 years ago,
God,
the Jewish people fought against an enemy.
Did they?
Who would not allow them to practice their religious traditions. Their enemy destroyed their temple in Jerusalem, which contained many holy objects, including a sacred lamp called the menorah. One small band of people called the Maccabees was led by a brave man named Judah.
Are you reading me that, like, what, a scroll, the Bible? Like, what's going on here?
He led them in a fight against their enemies, even though they were unnominous. What's that word?
Outnumbered?
Yeah. They were outnumbered. The Jewish people were brave and won the battle. When Judah returned to the temple in Jerusalem, the first thing they did was restore the sacred lamp. But there was almost no oil left.
There's almost nothing left in me, too.
Only enough for one day.
Okay, how long is this?
The lamp was filled.
Oh, God.
The lamp was filled with this oil and lit.
Oh, God. Is that where that term came from? Lit?
Maybe. Instead of lasting only one day, it burned brighter and brighter, lasting 8 days. It was a miracle.
The Jews have stamina. Oil is strong. Like, just like olive oil or any other oil, you can't get that out. You know, if it's on your hands, try to wash them. It's like if it's on the counter. I appreciate oil every day I cook with it. Does it make the eggs stick? Pancakes don't stick? What's stronger, oil or butter?
Oil. You can't light butter.
Doesn't oil and gas drive a car anyways? Like, make a car go?
Different kind of oil.
You're making me sound like Paris Hilton right now.
But you do know the one really important thing about Hanukkah?
What?
You have to give me 8 gifts.
When I get 8 gifts, you'll get 8 gifts. Putting up with you is more than 8 gifts.
Here we go.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Hello, hello. Kiss 92.5. It's Roz and Mocha.
Ah, hi.
What?
Hey, who's this?
My name's Colton.
What's up, Colton?
I'm good. I just want to let you guys know that you guys honestly mean the world to me. I've been listening to you guys since, I think, July. I've worked at a camp this summer, and every single morning, you guys would make my morning. Every single morning.
Wait, before July, who did you used to listen to on the radio?
I didn't have a car.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah,
so how did you discover the Roz and Mocha Show? How did you know that we were on Kiss 92.5?
I don't know, like, so I guess my sound system was already programmed for you guys to be, like, when I pressed number one, to be there.
Yeah.
And I just kept listening to you guys, and I was like, oh, my God, these guys are fantastic.
Oh, wow, nice.
Yeah, and you guys are the best.
Oh, my God. That's
well, thank
crazy.
You very much, Colton.
Yeah, you're welcome. And damn it, Maury's actually my favorite, just letting you know.
Oh, God, don't say that.
You know what happens when people call in and they say damn it, Maury's their favorite?
What? Raj, what's that for?
That's what happens. Colton, welcome to the Roz and Mocha Show.
See, this is what I find so confusing.
Why?
I find so confusing because you do stuff like that, and yet I'm the one that has the reputation of being the mean one.
416-870-8888. Who's this?
Roz hung up on me, and it was very rude.
Roz, how dare you?
I didn't hang up on you.
Yes, you did.
Is this Colton?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Thank God
Colton,
you called back.
Shut, Mocha. Don't do this to me. I don't have control over the phone, bro.
Okay, was it Maury then?
First of all, is this Colton boy or Colton girl? I'm having, we've had a real difficult time.
Sorry, boy. Yeah,
boy, okay. Colton, I don't have control over the phone, man.
Hey, Colton, between Roz and Mocha, who's your favorite?
I'm going to go with Mocha.
Oh. Yeah. Should you dare hang up on Colton,
I don't have control over this. I love how you hang up on somebody. You're still their favorite. What a cruel world, man. What a cruel world.
Have a great day, Colton.
Yeah, you too.
Yeah,
love you
later.
Guys.
Bye.
Here we go.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Hey, good morning, Roz and Mocha.
Hey, quiet down. He's answering the phone. Hey, how's it going? I have a question.
Sure.
Just out of curiosity, why is it when everyone says they like Maury, it upsets you?
Why do you want to know?
How old are you?
I'm 43.
Where are you from?
I'm from Woodbridge.
Oh, I live in Woodbridge. What part of Woodbridge do you live in?
Just around, just north of Canada's Wonderland.
Can you hold on a sec, sir? What's your name?
My name is John.
John, hang on. Okay, so
it's
on
Maury.
The call display here, yeah. It clearly says Maury Sherman.
Okay, let's go back.
Right. Hey, John, you there?
Oh, he's back on the phone. Hold on, guys.
Sorry.
Yeah, what's going on?
Yeah, sorry, John. Mocha and I were just massaging each other. Maury's not here. That's what we do when Maury leaves the room is he doesn't even know. We certainly can't do that in front of Maury. He'd freak out.
Yeah.
So what did you want to say?
I just wanted to ask that question. Why is it that it upsets
you? Oh, I have a question for you,
like
John.
Maury?
Who are you talking to in the background? Because you kept saying, like, oh, hey, they're on the phone.
Oh, my fellow co-workers.
Oh.
Here at the plant.
What plant?
Just a woodworking plant and metal.
Oh,
you woodworking plant and metal. Hold
what
on.
You,
I'm thinking
you...
about all the businesses that I know in and around Woodbridge that's just north of
Quiet
Canada's
down,
Wonderland.
Guys.
Okay. What do you make?
We make aluminum siding, decks, and bird
so
houses.
Here. You, make, you make aluminum siding with wood and metal.
What kind of factory is this? What kind of scam are you running, John?
It's all, depends on the orders that come in.
Okay, so you make everything. What are you working on today? What's your project for today?
Oh, today we're working on a banister for a staircase.
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
You guys are massaging each other.
Hi, Maury. Hey, Maury, hang on the phone
no,
for
don't.
A second.
Do you have any idea how much this echoes?
Maury, okay. Wait. Just come here for a second. Take a look at the phone over here.
Yeah.
And what does it? What name does it show on the display?
Maury Sherman.
Right.
Oh, for the love of, I got to star something or other.
Yeah, you got to star something or other. Now get back to the plant.
Here we go.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Over the course of your life.
Uh-huh. All 30-something years, yes.
No, I mean until you die.
Oh, until I die.
Yeah,
okay.
So it's like 6 more years.
Hey.
I'm just kidding.
You tell me I'm going to die in my mid-30s? This is the future? Come on, man. It's not
God,
cool.
You can't even just let that go one time, huh?
That's what she said.
All right. How much do you think you're going to spend on takeout?
Oh, my God. How much?
Over the course of your life. Like, try and figure out the math on this. Maury, get a pen.
Let's see.
Because they have come up with some sort of averaging number, just so you know.
Can I use the calculator app real quick?
Yeah, of course you can.
Because I think I have a number.
Okay.
But I just want to make sure.
Okay, Maury, you work it out long form. Maury, you're not allowed to use the calculator app.
No, I'm pulling up my Uber Eats.
Oh, okay.
Over my lifetime?
Yeah. Over your lifetime. So, but again, you're not counting your lifetime from when you were born until you were, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
each year will be different.
Let's say 18 plus.
18 plus. What's that number?
No, 18 years old. Uh-huh. How long do you plan on living, Maury?
I'd say to about 80.
About 80, really?
Yeah, yeah, my thumb keeps shaking. I'm sore.
Do the men in your family live long?
Well, I don't know. Well, no, they don't actually.
They don't.
No, they don't.
No. Okay, so we got to go with that. We got to go with what we know.
Okay, so 65.
Okay, 65. Change it from 80 to down to 65.
65.
You got less than 20 years.
You know, I have a lot to do.
I'm going to say at least like 200 grand.
Yeah. Oh, you say 200 grand.
That's it?
Yeah, I think 200 grand.
Wow. Okay.
Why, is that low?
That's high.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Oops. Because I guess for you, yes, but they've averaged it out to say $100 a month on delivery and takeout.
Yes,
is
absolutely.
What they've averaged it out to.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Okay,
right?
Sure.
Sort of thing, which they say works out to
$12,000 a year.
$12,000 a year, Maury.
Okay.
Let me just repeat what went down here. I said they've averaged it out to $100 a month.
And there's 12 months.
And Maury said that is
$12,000 a year.
$12,000 a year, right.
Your math skills are on point, son.
Okay, so again, they've worked it out to be $100 a month.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Maury.
$12,000 a year.
$12,000 a year. Okay.
$100 a month seems low.
Okay.
Well, let's just work with $100 a month.
Let's just work with $100 a month.
Okay. $12,000.
Okay.
How are you getting $12,000?
12 months. $1,200.
Okay.
Right?
$1,200.
That's why I said $1,200.
Yes, not $12,000.
Okay. $1,200.
Okay. $1,200. And how many years are you working with now?
Like till death?
So, yeah, 18 to 65.
Yeah, 18 to 65. 19, okay. 20, 2, 4, 6, so 3, 30 years, 5, 6, 7, 8, 38 years. Boom. Nailed it.
Excuse me.
Hold on,
What are you trying to figure out?
How many years that is in total?
From 18 to 65?
Yeah, 38 years.
No, but that's not the question.
What's the question?
How much money you're going to spend?
But he has to figure out the years first.
Yeah, but you slam your hand on the table like the problem was done.
Okay. So, Maury, you're going to go with how many years?
38 years.
Okay, we'll allow you to go with 38 years. Sure.
Okay, 1,200.
Yeah.
1,200.
Oh, my God. Are you just going to count 1,200 to 38?
No.
Oh.
1, 2, 3, 4, 1,200. That's 5.
Yes. Sir.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Anyway, they say that you spend $70,000 a year on takeout.
Damn.
82% of people.
I think I spend more.
Said that they order food at least twice a month. I order way more than that.
I think we order in our house. I think we order food like once a week.
Yeah, me too. At least once a week.
Either on Thursday or Friday.
Yeah, and it changes too when you got a kid.
Yeah.
Because it's always like you always hit that night of where you're just like, God, let's just get a pizza.
Oh,
pizza's fast.
Once a week.
Pizza's fast. It comes in like 15 minutes to my house.
Dude.
Boom, done.
I know. Every like Thursday or Friday. 30. What's up, Doug? Welcome back.
Yep.
Doug delivering them Zaz to us. Four.
Yeah. 18% of people say they're worse at cooking simply because they're ordering in too much food.
Oh, yeah.
What did you get, Maury?
$468,000.
Yes, correct. The average person will spend at $100 a month. For Maury calculated it, 38 years. Your number is how much?
$468,000.
That is a lot of fast food.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
TFC taking that MLS Cup 2-0 over Seattle on Saturday. And man, oh man, the city was lit on Saturday, boy.
It was crazy. Catherine was out and got stuck in Liberty Village as the game was letting out. And she just texted me. She's like, there's just dudes surrounding my car, like just jumping up and down.
Yeah.
You know?
And not on her car.
No, but just like surrounding the car. Like it was just, there was nowhere to go.
Yeah.
And it's one of those it's one of those things where you can't get mad at people. Like you can only you just got to let it happen. You just sit there and you just let it happen.
A win like that, the first time in franchise history, of course the city's going
to
celebrate.
But I did have to tell her what was going on.
Oh,
right.
Oh, she had no idea.
She had no idea.
Oh, what did she think was happening? Just like a regular riot?
She just didn't know she didn't know the game was happening. She couldn't understand what was going on. And she knew that they play, but she didn't know why it was so crazy all of a sudden.
Sure.
And I'm like, well, because they won. And she's like, oh, I'm going to be a while then.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it was just nuts, right? It was crazy.
So Damon Mori was down there at BMO Field and got into the locker room where it was rowdy.
Oh.
Hey, what's going on? It's Damon Mori. We've scored our way into the TFC locker room.
Wow,
the MLS champions. It's awesome that they won it all. But let's tell them some soccer jokes. Come on over here. Congratulations. How are you? How are you?
How are you?
Good to see you. All right. I know that you won and everything. First of all, how does it feel?
It feels great. Trouble.
Can I tell you a soccer joke?
Sure.
All right. Here we go. Are you ready for this? What is the difference between a line of cocaine and a pair of Seattle Sounders tickets?
Wow.
What?
People would pass up a pair of Sounders tickets.
Yeah, seriously.
Why did the soccer player bring string to the game?
To throw it after we won.
No, so she could tie the score.
But they couldn't. They couldn't tie the score.
TFC wins. TFC wins.
Wins.
You don't seem too excited. You guys just won.
Listen, bro. I've been excited, and right now I'm conserving my energy because I plan on not sleeping for probably the next 48 hours.
Huh? Do you want a soccer joke?
Yeah, hit me.
What do you call a Seattle Sounders fan that does well in an IQ test?
What?
A cheat.
That's not bad.
I don't hate it,
but I don't love it.
What do you call five Seattle Sounders fans standing ear to ear?
What?
A wind tunnel.
That was better than the one before.
Congratulations. So proud of you. You made Toronto history.
We sure did, but not only Toronto history. MLS history. The most points ever. Three trophies.
Has anyone ever won the treble?
We did!
Why did the soccer player bring string to the game?
Because...
Just say you don't know.
I don't know.
Because he wanted to tie the score.
Oh!
You want Seattle? You want Seattle?
Yeah, we want Seattle.
What does a fine wine and Seattle Sounders have in common?
A fine wine?
Yeah. They both spend a lot of time in the cellar, cost too much, and are only enjoyed on select occasions. Nick, dude, congratulations, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
This is a really tame locker room. I'm sorry, but you guys aren't celebrating enough.
That might be true. We like to keep things even keel, you know, not too high, not too low. That's kind of been our mantra all season, so that's kind of brought us success. So yeah,
hey, that's sure. Great. I got soccer jokes.
Perfect.
What's the difference between Seattle Sounders and mosquitoes?
I don't know.
Mosquitoes stop sucking.
Ah, excellent. I love wow. That one.
Canadian history.
This team deserves to win. This city too.
Can I tell you a soccer joke?
Yeah.
Did you hear that Seattle Sounders doesn't have a website?
No.
They can't string three W's together.
Ah, okay. No.
Do you get it?
No.
Because it's like a website thing, right?
Okay. I don't know.
Awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Dude, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
You made Toronto history, dude.
We did. It was great.
Okay. More importantly, I have soccer jokes. Can I give you one?
No.
For real?
I don't want to do any jokes. I mean, okay, sure. Go ahead.
What is it called when a dinosaur gets a goal?
I don't know.
A dino score.
Hilarious.
That guy does not want to play at all.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Podcast.
Today is, look, it's National Point Saturday. It's Gingerbread House Day, and it's National Ding-a-ling Day.
My ding-a-ling, my ding-a-ling.
See, you would think that that's
what's right up for that one.
Do you remember the song, My Ding-a-ling?
No.
That's
you
what
don't?
I was just singing there.
But they say that this day encourages you to call people that you haven't heard from in a while. But to me, that would be Ring-a-ding Day, not Ding-a-ling Day.
Yeah, phones don't go ding-a-ling.
Ding-a-ling, right? They go ring, ring, ding.
Ring, like, ring, ring.
Yeah.
Right?
Or ring-a-ding.
Well, the old TV show was one ringy-dingy.
You never heard My Ding-a-ling?
No.
Really? Like the old, like the Chuck Berry version of My, here, play this. Hit play. We used to listen to this when I was a kid all the time.
Hold on. Chuck Berry, as in the Chuck Berry that Marvin Berry was calling from Back to the Future?
Yeah.
When Marty was playing at the Enchantment of the Sea dance?
Yes.
And the Marvin was like, Chuck, it's your cousin Marvin.
Yeah, that Chuck Berry.
Marvin Berry?
Yeah.
You know that new sound you're looking for?
Yeah. That
Check
Chuck
this out. Okay.
Okay.
So this is the this Chuck is, Berry that Marvin
is,
was calling.
Yeah. This
okay.
Is, this
I was a little bitty boy. Pause. My grand...
What?
That what? Sounds like a real old song.
Yeah, of course it's a real old song. It's Chuck Berry. What, do you think it was going to be new Chuck Berry?
I don't know. Like okay. Chuck Berry, the rapper from Philly?
No, no.
Okay, go.
It's Chuck.
We got to do our alma mater. We must do our alma mater.
I used to listen to this song when I was a kid.
I was a little bitty boy.
You never
My
heard this, huh?
No.
Me a cute little toy. Silver bells hanging on a string. She told me it was my ding-a-ling-a-ling.
That crowd gets lit!
Dude. My ding-a-ling. my dandelion. I want to play with my dandelion.
That sounds like when I go to a Jay-Z concert
yeah.
and Jay starts rapping and then pauses and like the entire arena will finish yeah. his lyrics for him.
But this crowd was lit for my ding-a-ling.
So let me get this straight. Chuck Berry's singing about a piece of string that had bells on it.
Yeah.
That he used to play with.
Yeah. There's an innuendo in there somewhere. You never heard this.
Nah,
you
man.
Never heard my ding-a-ling?
Never.
More, you know this.
Of course I do.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I heard? I hear two girls over here singing in harmony. That's all right, honey. This is a free country. Live like you want to live, baby. Yeah. Ain't nobody going to knock it down.
But this is the version that I listened to. And when I was a kid, I used to even sing those parts. Like this part, yeah. Like when he's like riffing to the crowd and stuff like this. Because this was the official version of my ding-a-ling.
Once I was climbing the garden wall, I slipped and had a terrible fall.
Terrible.
I fell so hard I heard bells ring, but held on to my ding-a-ling.
Come on. He ain't singing about no string.
That's what I'm saying.
Here we go.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
What would you pay to avoid having to do these things over the holidays that most people hate doing?
Okay.
I'll give you an example. So people said that they would pay $143 to have someone put up all their decorations for them.
No. I think I enjoy it, to be honest with you.
Yeah?
And at least in our house, decorations don't take a long time.
No.
To put up.
What? No, inside and outside.
Oh, okay. That's a different story.
Maury?
Absolutely not.
You would not?
It's my absolute favorite thing in the world.
Yeah?
The saddest thing is taking them down.
Okay.
So 140
bucks? 143
bucks.
Those same people also said they'd pay 128 to have somebody take them all down for them.
No way.
When the season's over.
Oh, then then what are you going to do? Sit alone and cry while watching?
You know what? I would pay that money.
Yeah.
If that included outside too?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would pay that money. Yeah. I'd pay 120 bucks.
I'll tell you, one of the greatest things was one year we went away, and I don't know what happened, but we went away or something was going on. And my mom was over. And we had something to do on the back end of the holidays. And my mom wrote me and she's like, you guys aren't going to get back for a bit. She's like, do you just want me to take everything down and put it all in storage? And so I said, oh my God, yes. So when we got home, everything was just gone and clean and back to normal. And it was the greatest thing ever.
Oh, thanks, Mom.
It was the greatest thing ever.
It's just
to have
weird.
It all taken down for you.
It's just weird because I don't do anything at home anyway. So I just have everything taken care of anyway.
How much would you pay to have somebody do all your shopping for you?
Oh boy. Okay. Here we go.
Does that include the price of what they're buying?
No.
200 bucks.
200 bucks, Maury?
Yeah. Oh, I was just going to say, like, here's 20 bucks.
Oh, you're not going to get anything in this world for $20.
I'd say $200.
$200, yeah. $121 is what people said.
Yeah, because I'll tell you why. Majority of stuff that you can buy now, you just do it all online.
Yeah.
So I would have somebody source all of that for me.
Yeah.
Have it delivered.
How much would you pay to have all your gifts that you did buy perfectly wrapped?
Oh, 150 bucks.
Maury?
Every single one of them.
Yeah, I'd say about that as well. Yeah, sure.
$96 is what people said.
96 bucks, yeah. Okay.
Okay.
How much would you pay to have somebody just go and deliver it and spend time with your family for you?
Oh, priceless, wow. Right, Maury? Priceless. Maury, you can't put a dollar figure on that. That's a get out of Christmas free card.
Yeah,
what
totally.
Do you think, how much do you think that costs? That's expensive.
But I'm willing to pay that.
What would you pay?
For them to go to, oh God, like I'd say like 500 bucks. Go be me.
Yeah.
Here's some jokes. Go be me.
Okay. How much would you pay to guarantee that the holiday dinner will not in any way have anyone argue about politics?
See.
Does that happen in your house?
That it does. No? It does not. Nobody talks politics in our house.
Happened last night at Hanukkah.
On night one?
Oh,
no. This is going to be the worst Hanukkah ever for you.
$152 is what people said that they would
pay. Not talk about politics.
To have no political arguments at the
I'll up
table.
You 153.
Okay, there you go, Mark.
Yeah. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
So 39% of people said they get drunk before family holiday gatherings. That's a big number, 39%. And also, I think the most important part of this story is before. So it's not like you show up and they're like, oh, God, my family.
Yeah.
And then you start doing shots. It's people get drunk before.
Take the edge off.
Yeah, that's a huge number for getting drunk before
I would
a holiday
agree.
Gathering.
Now, are they talking like drunk, or are they talking about like a little buzz?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm going to say a little buzz. I don't think they mean drunk.
Yeah.
But they use the word drunk. According to a new survey, 39% of people say they will get drunk in all caps before their family's holiday gathering this year.
Wow.
And 23% say that they get drunk before the office Christmas party. So more people have a hard time, need alcohol to deal with their family than they do the office Christmas party.
Damn.
Now, what are some other occasions where you would get drunk before? Some other occasions where you would get drunk before?
So, family reunion? Or no. Are we talking about outside of family now?
Outside of
oh,
things.
Oh, I got it.
Yeah.
Going to like a concert or something.
No, that's not on here.
Oh, really? No, you don't pre-drink before a concert?
No. Last day of school, people get drunk before.
Oh.
19% of people said that they get drunk before a funeral.
Really?
Yeah.
Before a wedding then.
Wedding is number one, Maury.
Oh, really? Yeah?
Yeah, yeah, because nobody wants to go to your stupid wedding.
I was
going to
say before a performance review, but that would be pretty bad, too.
Wedding. 36% of people said that they get drunk before a wedding.
I will say, the day of my wedding, I wasn't drunk,
yeah.
But in the morning when I had, like, a couple of my homies up in the hotel room when we were all getting ready,
yeah.
We were drinking whiskey.
Oh.
So I was feeling a little bit tipsy before, because our wedding ceremony was in the evening, as you know. And I was a little bit tipsy during the day.
This is interesting because you were talking, when I said wedding, you immediately put yourself in the position of the person who was in the wedding. I put myself in the position of the person who was just an invited guest to a wedding. Because like I said, nobody wants to go to your stupid wedding. Number three on the list, which for me makes a lot of sense, which is 26% of people said they get drunk before a flight.
Really?
Yeah,
that makes sense because you're waiting and you sit in that bar.
Sure.
Yeah, there's a lot of downtime. And what else are you going to do in an airport?
Totally.
Right?
Totally. A lot of stress too, right?
Yeah, and then you add in the fact that maybe you're either going to a wedding or to a family holiday gathering and you start a little bit early. And at number two on the list, 29% of people said they'd get drunk before a date. But a first date, only 22% of people.
Before a date, though?
Yeah, before a date.
God damn, what's wrong with you?
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
I saw this yesterday on BuzzFeed, and this is the kind of thing that you do through your life, but everybody just either one does it the way that they're taught, and there is no other way, and you may not realize that you do it differently than anyone else.
Huh?
Which is, of course, the way you cut toast.
The way you cut toast?
What's the right way to cut toast?
I usually cut diagonal.
Yes. Diagonal's better for dipping.
Yeah.
I find it's better for dipping.
Same.
And I find when I used to eat grilled cheese sandwiches, you could only cut a grilled cheese sandwich diagonal.
Yeah.
If anybody ever cut a grilled cheese sandwich in half, I wouldn't eat it.
It's
garbage to me.
I cut it straight down the middle.
Straight down the middle.
Really?
Not lengthwise. I cut it like from the middle top down to the middle bottom.
So you cut from the middle of the middle of the round part down to the middle of the flat part.
Yes.
Right.
It's easier that way.
Right.
Nah, still diagonal.
Some people cut in half the other way. So one half is just has the big round butt and the other half is all rectangle.
No, I couldn't do that.
You couldn't eat that?
No, couldn't do it.
Why not?
I don't know. It just seems weird.
It seems weird.
But both
right?
ways to me seem weird. It's diagonal or it's nothing.
Straight down the middle, you get the same on either side.
Yeah, but diagonal to me, I don't know what it is. Something about diagonal to me just seems more, I don't want to use the word fancy because it's just still a sandwich or still a piece of toast. But I always found diagonal was easier to eat. I liked going in on it on the little point.
That's what she said.
Stop it.
But the reason why I like diagonals because when I like eggs sunny side up.
Yeah.
So as you mentioned, for dipping, I would use the sharp part. The edge of either side of the bread to break open the egg.
Yeah. And I always found that the crust is less intrusive when you cut toast on an angle.
Yes.
It's like the crust there's not a good chance of it getting left behind when you cut on an angle, I find.
Yeah.
But when you cut straight down, you can have room for both your hands so you can grasp it.
Huh?
You need to use two hands to hold a half a piece of toast?
Yeah, but that's what
how small are your hands?
They're not heavy, but it's just that's how you eat a sandwich. You're supposed to put both hands on and
Both hands?
No, but we're just talking toast.
A piece of toast.
Just toast.
Just a piece of toast. What are you, a squirrel? You gotta like get in there with like
We're not talking full-out sandwiches, bro.
Carry it from yard to yard?
Yeah, you still hold with both hands. And
Hold on a second.
You hold one single piece of toast with two hands.
All the time.
So, wait, are we just talking? We're talking
sandwich
regular?
Or toast. No, sandwich no. or toast.
Forget
you
sandwiches.
Hold,
forget stomp sandwiches. With sandwiches.
We're
talking about sandwiches.
Toast. Either or. With toast,
no,
you still hold
both hands.
No, stomp
with the sandwiches. We're talking toast,
yes.
butter.
Toast, butter, that's jam, it. Whatever you want on it. Both hands.
Two hands on a half a piece of toast, huh?
It's just, that's the proper way. So, hold on, I assume it's etiquettely.
Let me see what I would do here. No, I would never do two hands. That's yeah, like that's
not like that.
That's weird.
That's weird.
Like this, where they're like this, and
because
you're...
that's how you like. To me, it looks like you're eating a piece of toast the way you eat a piece of pizza.
Yeah,
right.
Two-handed toast. Like, I don't know. I get
you're
it.
Holding
I get
it like if, you're feeding it to yourself. I'm holding it where like both are on the end, like this.
You're still feeding it to yourself.
You're still
though.
Feeding it to yourself.
You look like a beaver chewing
yeah.
on a log.
You look like who uses two hands on a half a piece of toast? What are you afraid of?
It flopping off.
Why does it need so much support?
I guess I'm just worried if it's soggy and it flops.
Yeah.
Well, how much butter are you putting on it?
How much butter do you think he's putting on it, Mocha?
A lot. Hello.
Hi. Okay. So I wanted to weigh in on this whole cutting the toast or like sandwich or even grilled cheese. I'm going to go with grilled cheese. Yeah. Okay. I am totally with you on the whole... It's got to be cut in either half mm-hmm. or in triangles. Triangles is the best way. Yeah, it's the best way to dip it.
Because you like to feel like a giant.
No, it's got to be diagonal.
My mom's been doing that since I was a kid, and I do it for my kid.
I think I would feel weird if, as an adult, I had a grilled cheese sandwich, and it was cut diagonal and then diagonal again.
Yeah. Yeah.
No?
Man. What about fingers? My ma used to cut my toast in little fingers, like just four little strips.
Yeah?
Little yeah.
Never had that experience.
Like they call them toast soldiers. You ever had that?
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
My mom did that with French toast for me.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, let me.
Yeah,
and here's something else I read too, which blew my mind. When you have a sandwich.
Yeah.
If you have a sandwich with cheese,
yeah.
it's a sandwich with cheese.
Sure.
But if you have a sandwich with melted cheese, it's somehow. Feels like it's less healthy.
Less healthy? Why?
Yeah.
It's grilled.
Somehow melted cheese feels like it's worse for you than just having cheese on a sandwich. Somehow melted cheese feels gluttonous.
Really?
Where just cheese on a sandwich is just cheese on a sandwich.
I don't know if I could agree with that.
You don't think so?
No,
I always
cheese. Is cheese.
Yeah,
I always love it better when
melted cheese is better.
The cheese is melted.
No,
yeah.
But what I'm saying is that it you somehow feel that like melted cheese is worse for you than just cheese.
I don't.
You don't think
me.
So?
No, not at all.
I feel broken, sad when I drink when I eat just regular cheese, not wow. melted on a sandwich.
Wow. Yeah, I would prefer the cheese to be melted.
Yeah.
Hey, what's your name?
My name is Madeline.
Thank you so much, girl.
Thank you. I love you guys both so much.
I love you too. Take care.
Yeah. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Were you purring just now?
I didn't think you heard that. Yeah, what of it?
All right.
I went.
Okay.
And I don't know why. Because I couldn't hear myself, so I didn't think I was on. I didn't.
Do you normally do that?
Do I normally purr?
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't say I normally purr. I have
like,
purred.
Like, I know you live with cats and everything. But...
No, Jesus, don't even get me started
on
the cats.
You ever purr into Catherine's ear?
No, because I don't find stuff like that sexy.
Oh, I do.
You do, huh? Like, if
what?
I would be weird. It would be, because I don't like when, see, for me... I'm very fascinated and very curious for the people when it comes to what they do, like,
yeah.
you know, at night, when it is just very out of character to who they are. Like,
sure.
I don't like somebody to break character that much. Like, if Catherine just became another person, like,
right.
at night, I would be weirded out by it. I would be into it. So if she was like, if even something as just simple as purring,
yeah.
I would be like,
all of
what
a sudden she just started
hell?
Purring and like
no, but you
licking
have to,
your face.
Yeah. You have to start with that at the beginning
Wait,
of the relationship.
Sorry, no, hang on a second. So no, does Matthew no. purr into your ear or you purr into Matthew's?
Oh, I purr into Matthew's ear.
Okay.
But he
not
also,
it, first of all.
Yeah.
I also apparently stretch like
headphones.
A cat.
What do you mean stretch like a cat?
When I'm on the couch, he says like, because I was raised by cats. That's what he always says to me.
Uh-huh.
Right. So
that's wildly insulting, but okay.
So I'll be like on the couch and I'll like stretch as though
so,
I'm a cat.
On.
Do you also lick the top of your hand and wash your forehead with it?
Like how? Get up from the chair?
Like this.
I can't see. What are you doing lying on the floor, man? Oh, you're just lying. So you're lying, you like you're Superman lying, basically, yeah, on the couch.
So you just stretch. So how do you purr into Matthew's
but,
ear?
But,
not
you,
it.
But you enjoy purring, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, see, it's so weird.
It's like it's honestly one of the one things I can do right.
It's honestly one of the one things I can do right.
So I'm kind of doing it into everyone's ear right now.
Okay, try again. I wouldn't say that's not a great purr.
Hold on a second. And Matthew finds that sexy?
It is a good purr.
No, I would say that is not a great purr. I've heard.
Matthew finds that sexy?
Yes.
Does he talk? Here's my question with the little things that people do.
I don't believe you.
Okay. Is that, does he find it sexy or does he tolerate it because he feels that you enjoy it?
That one.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. How the story changes.
Yeah.
Huge difference. Huge difference, right? It's like the guy who takes his undies off and puts them on his head and dances for his woman. You know what I mean? She doesn't find that sexy, but he enjoys it, so she tolerates it.
But the one rule is never purr in the kitchen.
Why is that?
Just because he's busy cooking, so don't purr in the kitchen.
Oh, jeez. There's so many rules, dude. Who has a household rule of no purring in the kitchen?
No bare feet in the bed.
No bare feet
You're
in
not
the
allowed
bed.
To use the master ensuite bathroom.
No purring in the kitchen.
Jesus Christ. It's like living at a daycare. No peanuts.
The Roz and Mocha Show
podcast.
Hi, Kiss 92.5. Who's this?
Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. What's going on?
I just wanted to give some love to Roz.
Oh, thank you. I really need it today, too.
Why? What's wrong?
Well, you deserve it.
Thank you.
I mean, you both make me laugh on a daily commute into work. But I just appreciate the straight shooting Roz.
Like a cowboy. That's what they call me. That's what they call me, straight shooter.
Oh, not Cowboy Roz.
No, not Cowboy Roz. See, I can't catch a break.
What them tight pants and them boots are you wearing today?
Nobody has ever called me Cowboy Roz.
Maybe they should now.
Okay, stop.
Hashtag Cowboy Roz.
Stop. Oh, man. See, this is what happens when people call in to say nice things. It never goes my way.
It's not fair at all.
I don't
like the way you're picked on, Roz.
Thank you. Bullied, some might say.
Okay.
Okay, don't go that far.
Oh, okay, never mind.
Hey, Michelle.
I would like you to, if anybody could please set up a GoFundMe. That would be great. I get a little cash out of this.
Yeah.
Thanks, Michelle.
Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye. Love you.
Bye. Love you.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live weekday mornings from 6 to 10
on Kiss 92.5.
Kiss925.com
or on the Kiss 92.5 app.